In Iraq, a U.S. soldier has been killed in a bomb attack near the town of Ramadi, west of Baghdad. Details are still sketchy, but it was the second attack in that area in 2 days.
Last night, two Iraqis, including a young child, died in an explosion in Ramadi, outside the home of a local leader. And five Iraqis were killed today when a vehicle exploded outside a Kurdish political office in the northern city of Kirkuk. The renewed attacks against Iraqi targets came as the U.S. military spoke of its progress in reducing attacks against soldiers. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
By sunset this evening, the wall in front of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan's headquarters in Kirkuk had already been rebuilt. The twisted wreckage of a pickup truck believed to have held the bomb lay off to one side. This young eyewitness said when the bomber set off his charge this morning, those standing nearby had no chance.
There was a woman walking just beside me. The bumper of the exploded car made of steel. And the bumper hit her in her abdomen. There was a large wound. I covered it with my own hands. I tried to make first aid for her, but it was too late, and she died.
Officials said the fifth body was obliterated beyond recognition, suggesting it might have been a suicide bombing. The PUK's leader is currently in charge of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. Last night, it was the city of Ramadi that heard the shattering of metal and glass as a car blew up near the home of a local tribal leader. The floor of a nearby building is covered in broken roof tiles and glass. Two doors are spattered with the blood of Salman Talla, who was just leaving the building when the car bomb went off.
All I can remember is that sometime between 9 and 10 o'clock, an explosion happened, and all I felt was blood coming out of me from different parts, and I don't remember everything.
Witnesses said the two people killed were an old man and a 4-year-old boy, Shakir Hamid. His 10-year-old brother Abdel describes what happened.
So one of his friends came over to him and said, "Let's go out and play." And while they were in the street, some part of the car just went into him, and he died as a cause of that.
The apparent target of the blast was Sheikh Amr Ali Suleiman, head of the most powerful tribe in Ramadi. The family was once close to the Saddam Hussein regime, but there was a falling out about a decade ago, and the Sheikh had nothing but contempt for the Saddam supporters he presumes were behind the attack.
What are they doing? Then who never saw them?
All I want to say about the old regime is that those people hide in holes and stay like rats, hiding from one place to another. The rat Saddam Hussein, who's staying and who gave up his country for the Americans.
The attacks against Iraqis, perceived to be working with the American-led occupation, have spread across the country. In the southern city of Basra, the Assyrian Democratic Movement said its city councilman, Sargun Murado, was kidnapped Tuesday. His body was found yesterday. In Baghdad, an Iraqi security guard in front of the Jordanian embassy was shot and killed. Also in the Iraqi capital, Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, commander of the 1st Armored Division, told reporters that several days of more aggressive countermeasures, known as Operation Iron Hammer, were having an effect on attacks against American soldiers and Baghdad residents.
But I'd say that from the period prior to Operation Iron Hammer to now, the attacks are down about 70%.
In northern Iraq, the 101st Airborne Division said its troops had conducted several operations spread over a wide area, leading to more than 160 arrests and the seizure of a sizable cache of weapons. As the American military details its successes, however, the body count among Iraqis, including insurgents, their Iraqi targets, and those who just happen to be standing nearby, continues to rise. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.